This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I don't know what's more outrageous. There's so many stories that are outrageous, I'm not sure where to start. I mean, yesterday I talked about the liberal, I assume Obama appointee, I guarantee you'll find it's an Obama appointed judge, who ruled that an illegal alien can have a gun. It's legal for an illegal to have a gun. They want to take all our guns away, but God forbid, you know, a white American Republican conservative patriot who goes to church has a gun. But an illegal alien, no problem. I could just picture it now. I'll bet they're handing them guns as they come over the border. As the terrorists come over, as the MS-13 come over, as Hamas and Hezbollah comes over, as petty criminals and murderers and rapists come over, the Biden administration, a la the real boss, Obama, the Obama administration, are probably handing out guns as we speak to every illegal. Now that this ruling is in, for sure. Unbelievable. And if you thought that was outrageous, how about the New York City homeowner arrested for changing the locks on his own house after squatters take over his house? He changed the locks to keep them out, and they arrested him. Actually, a woman. They arrested her. A woman who inherited a home in New York City, and it was filled with people squatting inside, was arrested and led away in handcuffs after she changed the locks. This is America. I keep telling you that we need a national divorce. I keep telling you there's got to be red states of America and blue states of America. We can't live with these people. They're insane. There's no compromise with these people. Adeloro, 47, was placed under arrest at her $1 million home in Flushing, Queens, which she inherited from her parents after they died. It's enraging, she told the New York Post. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, have to be going through this. She claims the ordeal erupted when she started the process of trying to sell the house last month, but realized squatters had moved in and replaced the entire front door and locks. Fed up, she recently went to her family's home on 160th Street. This is in Flushing, Queens. Her family's home on 160th Street. With the local TV outlet in tow, and called a locksmith to change the locks. So they were filming her doing this. And then the spat with the squatters, which was caught on camera, rapidly erupted into a verbal altercation until the cops showed up and led Andalaro away, charging her with unlawful eviction. It's her own house, and they're not paying rent. As the Post notes, people can claim squatters' rights if they've been squatting for just 30 days at a property. This makes it illegal for homeowners to change the locks, turn off the utilities, or remove the squatters' belongings. By the time someone does their investigation, their work, and their job, it will be over 30 days, and this man will still be in our house, says Andalaro. I'm really fearful these people are going to get away with stealing my home. During a recent encounter at the home, Andaloro, who was armed with the deeds, was filmed entering the property after one of the tenants left the front door open. After changing the locks, a man claiming to be on the lease, identified by the local outlet as Brian Rodriguez, returned to the property and barged through the front door. "You shouldn't be trying to steal my house," a furious Andaloro yelled at him during an ordeal caught on camera, TV news cameras. And following 9/11 calls, responding cops told Andaloro she had to sort the saga out in housing court because it was considered a landlord-tenant issue. She's been now forced to go through the court system to start a proceeding to settle the landlord-tenant disputes. As the Post further reports, this is the latest such incident, which comes weeks after a couple's plans to move into a $2 million home in Douglaston, Queens, with their disabled son was derailed by a squatter who claimed to have an agreement with the previous owner. In another incident, a squatter turned a Rockaway home, Rockaway, New York, where my grandmother used to live, Rockaway, New York, Rockaway, Queens, Rockaway, Queens home, into a house of horrors with over a dozen emaciated cats and dogs trapped inside. This is New York, okay? It's not fit to live in anymore. Because it's not run by Giuliani anymore, it's not run by Bloomberg anymore, who, by the way, is a complete elitist, liberal, snob, and schmuck. But, boy, was he good compared to the crazy people that came after Bloomberg, like de Blasio and now Adams. New York has been ruined. As a matter of fact, I've got the story here somewhere that, here it is, only 30% of New Yorkers are happy with the city's quality of life, and 50% plan on leaving within 5 years. Only 30% are happy with the quality of life in New York City. 37% of New Yorkers now rate public safety in their local area as excellent or good. Out of a population of 100%, 37% say public safety is good, which tells you that 63% say it's not good. People are fed up with the quality of life. There's a general sense of lawlessness. This is a Queens councilman, Robert Holden, who I'm sure is a Democrat, talking. You go into CVS, there's shoplifting. People's cars get vandalized. Whole thing is ridiculous, you know? Between giving guns to illegals, liberal judges think that's fine, arming illegals, and arresting people for trying to kick squatters out of their house. And then in Toronto, the police said, just leave your keys, your car keys, on the front stoop so no one has to break the window and get in. I don't know what to say anymore, but it's society gone mad. And by the way, if the police tell people to leave their keys on their stoop, then I say screw you to the police. Then you're useless nobodies. You're nothings. You're meaningless. You've perverted the word police. You're supposed to be out there protecting the public and shooting bad guys, but we all know nobody could do that anymore. Because if the bad guy's black and you shoot him, you go to jail. So no cop wants to ever pull a gun anymore. Their gun is crazy glued into their holster. They don't want to grab a gun. Their wife crazy glues it because their whole family will lose everything they've got if a poor cop pulls his gun and shoots someone who happens to be of color. This is what's happened to the United States of America. It is insanity squared. Makes no sense. I don't have a racist bone in my body. Grew up in a black, majority black town. Went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. Couldn't care less of the color of your skin. If it's a criminal and they're attacking you, or they've just killed someone, you got to pull your gun and shoot them dead. Doesn't matter if they're white or black. But you're right, it doesn't matter. If they're white, nobody cares. You can kill all the white criminals you want. There won't be one protest in America, including from me. Kill them. White criminals, kill them. But kill a black criminal, your life's over. Your life's not worth a plug nickel. Unbelievable. And then you get arrested for trying to remove squatters from your million-dollar home. And if you thought that was the bad news for the day, here's the real bad news, because those are all isolated incidences. Canada is rolling out a social credit system, and citizens' bank accounts will be linked to obedience scores. They're implementing a new system called Open Banking that will link citizens' bank accounts to a new social credit scoring system. We told you it was coming. Right? Central bank digital currency and social credit scores and a cashless society all go together. And our lives are all ruined at that point. Because look at Wayne Root. I could be the perfect guy. I could make millions. I could spend millions. I'm a mini Donald Trump. And I'll be debanked. I'll lose my credit cards. I'll lose my bank account. Because I believe the people coming over the border are criminals and scumbags and welfare queens, and they're going to destroy our country, and they have no right to be here, and I can't stand green energy, and I don't want the electric vehicle, and I don't believe in climate change, and I know elections are stolen, and I know vaccines are killing people left and right, and the deaths are mounting, and the excess deaths are the highest in history, worse than World War II, worse than the Vietnam War, and yet I'm not allowed to bank anymore because I believe those things. So that's going to happen in Canada. In the aftermath of the trucker convoy and other noteworthy protests against the COVID-19 pandemic tyranny in Canada, the Justin Trudeau regime is radicalizing the nation's banking system to make it much harder for citizens to express their voices against political corruption, right? And by the way, it's not just what you believe in, right? If I said Joe Biden's a criminal and Barack Obama spied on Trump and Obama should be sent to prison for years for treason, oh, that's it. I'm debanked in Canada. And it's coming here. They want it badly. If Trump loses, we'll get it in America. Proponents of the social credit score-linked banking paradigm say it will make Canadian banks more inclusive, allowing them to easily access user data on demand while being able to share information with each other. Yeah, the information is Wayne Root must be debanked, and Chase can tell that to Wells Fargo, who can tell it to B of A, who can tell it to every other bank. Wow. A World Bank partner called Open Banking Excellence, OBE, is proudly boasting it will incorporate social credit scores with people's banking information in Canada. Canadians will likely receive digital cash and identification in a convenient, all-in-one, and inclusive place. It's all about a fairer, more inclusive, more open society. Oh my God. Canada's finished. All right, Michael Lindell is the greatest. He owns MyPillow.com. Go there. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. And get up to 80% off everything you see. The biggest sale ever. Use my initials, WAR, when they ask for the promo code at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The root is on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you want peace, prepare for war. And this is your war. Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this segment, the show Energized Health. John Jubilee is the founder of Energized Health. He was on this show just yesterday. He is fantastic. He changed my life. Because of him, I gained, and I've been saying this for a long time, I literally lost 25 pounds of fat. Mostly all of it inside my body, didn't know I had it, and it changed the way my face looked, and because of that, I gained 2 TV shows. Well, now it's 3 TV shows. I'll be announcing next week a brand new TV show, Monday through Friday, nightly primetime TV show starring Wayne Allen Root, with all the biggest news stories of the day, and then, of course, on the weekends, I've got on Real America's Voice, my America's Top 10 Countdown, with all the biggest news stories of the week. So lots of exciting things going on. So now it's up to 3 TV shows since the age of 61, since I did the Energized Health program and lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've kept it all off. I also gained I also gained intercellular hydration. Never, ever downplay that one, because that's really what this program's all about, is intercellular hydration. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Energized Health could change your life and supercharge your health just like it did for me. Right now, they're offering you 40% off. Just say war or just type in war. If you go to energizedhealth.com, type in war for Wayne Alaroot, get 40% off. Or better yet, talk to them about the deal at 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So the Biden administration announces climate rules to phase out gas cars and make sure the majority of vehicles sold by 2032 are electric or hybrid. Do you know how soon 2032 is? You know how close we are to 2025? So this is 7 years and change from now. You couldn't predict what's going to happen in the world or where you're going to be or whether you'll be alive 7 years from now. Nobody can say with authority that the United States has to be net zero or everyone has to be driving an electric car by 2032. Maybe they will. I don't believe it. Maybe they will. But you can't mandate that any more than you can mandate masks, lockdowns, and COVID vaccines, an experimental vaccine that violates the Nuremberg Code. You can't force people to vaccinate, and you can't force people to drive electric cars that they don't want. The American people don't want electric cars. They don't work. They cost too much. They don't work at all in the winter. You can't find a charging station when you need one. If you find one, it takes too long. And they pollute far more than gas-guzzling cars. It's not even close. All the Hollywood celebrities that fly private jets and use electric cars are polluting far more than every person watching my show combined. It's a joke. It is a hypocritical joke. They are schmucks. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. They're stupid sheep that follow along with the crowd. Electric cars don't work. They're never going to work. They cost too much. It's stupid. So all I could tell you is this is a disaster for the economy, a disaster for automakers. It'll cost all the jobs of the auto workers, all these union morons that support Biden. He's destroying your life, destroy your jobs, destroy your income, destroy your quality of life, and he's going to destroy the middle class in the United States of America. No one can afford the electric bills from green energy, and no one can afford the gas bills, or there is no gas, but the bill to buy an electric car and to keep an electric car on the road. Can't afford it. Too expensive, not going to work, and it'll kill the economy. Crazy. And Trump responds kind of like me, and he says it's anti-jobs, anti-consumer, anti-American. Joe Biden's extreme electric vehicle mandate will force Americans to buy ultra-expensive cars they do not want and cannot afford while destroying the U.S. auto industry in the process. This radical policy is anti-jobs, anti-consumer, and anti-American, and I could not agree more. Thank you, President Trump. Migrant apprehensions in the northern border sector double prior record year's pace. So you think I'm talking about the border as in Mexico? No, this is the Canadian border. They're even coming over the Canadian border. It's a three-state area of the Canadian border with the United States. During the first 5 months of this year, agents apprehended more than 4,000 migrants, up 110% over the same period 1 year ago. Now, I realize that's small potatoes, right, when you talk about the southern border, where literally thousands an hour are coming over in each sector, literally millions a year. But nonetheless, they're coming over the northern border, they're coming over the southern border. I don't think you know this yet. We are the Alamo. You're getting a taste of what it felt like to be Davy Crockett at the Alamo, because we're surrounded. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that had enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosed having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Team.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNTeam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNTeam.com. Enlist in GCNTeam.com and save America.
Before I get to our guest, and it's an esteemed guest, someone I've been asking my producer, Andrew Paul, to get on the show for a while now, because I just love the way this guy attacks the medical establishment, the FDA, the CDC. He is a breath of fresh air, Dr. Pierre Corey. We'll get to him in just a second. But I wanted to mention, it's the perfect time to mention the sponsor of this segment, Spike Warrior, a sponsor of my show, SpikeWarrior.com. They have the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in the COVID vaccine, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, help me. How do I save my immune system? How do I restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body, and now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending NoCovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Patent-pending NoCovidium, fantastic. This is from the same company, three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. 100% natural, no drugs. Special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com and get all three products. Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. It's the only way to get half off. Use the promo code WAR. And the disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, so without further ado, my guest, Dr. Pierre Corey, president of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, author of The War on Ivermectin, the medicine that saved millions and could have ended the pandemic. Yes, it could have. And we have him with us right now, Dr. Pierre Corey. How are you, Doc?
Great, Wayne. Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, big fan of yours, and always enjoy hearing from you. And by the way, I take ivermectin every week of my life. Once a week as a preventative, I take ivermectin. I never get sick. I mean, I don't even know what sick is. I meet people every day who are COVID vaccinated and triple vaccinated and boosted, and they tell me, just one of my favorite restaurants I was in the other night, and he told me how he's sick all the time. He was sick for 3 weeks, and he's lucky he has a great staff, because he was out for 3 weeks. The owner of the restaurant and the staff ran the restaurant for him. I've never been sick 3 days in my life, let alone 3 weeks. I'd lose my TV show. You can't be away from your audience for 3 weeks. These people who get vaccinated, they're sick 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's been sick like 12 times in the last 2 years. I've never seen anything like it. The COVID vaccine clearly damages your immune system. Yes?
Not even a question. I mean, you know how to take care of yourself. And, we've talked before, but, I mean, the data has been overwhelming for a while now. I mean, constantly suppressed, distorted, censored. But these vaccines are the most toxic medical intervention in history. Wow. The toxicity and lethality, it's almost impossible to describe. But, those of us who are, being objective, looking at the totality of the evidence, we see the real picture. And that's not the picture that most of society sees. And it's really sad. You know, we're sitting, you're included. We sit, this portion of society, we sit on this private knowledge, and we're trying to bring it into common knowledge. And we're blocked at every turn. They control the airwaves, they control the media, and they allow lies to be propagated and the truth to be buried.
I don't know if you know this, but, you know, I'm on all these conservative social media sites. So I'm on the liberal, woke ones like Twitter and Facebook, where I'm just shadow banned beyond belief, Dr. Corey. But on Truth Social, which is Trump's site, and on Getter, and on Frank Social, and on, I don't know, there's one called USA Life. I'm on a whole bunch of conservative ones. And I feel like on all of them, when I put something out about the COVID vaccine, they also censor me. And people aren't able to see it. They may let me say anything I want about stolen elections and the open border and how much I love Trump. But even the social media that's conservative doesn't allow me, it seems like, to reach anyone when I show a study that shows people are dying for the COVID vaccine. Have you noticed that? Conservative media also censors us about the vaccine because maybe they're scared of being shut down or losing their platform or losing their license?
Yeah, I mean, the censoring is profound and pervasive. I would say, and it's weird because, you know, we're talking about a scientific topic, a medical topic. I mean, science is not politics, right? It should have nothing to do with politics. But it did become that in COVID. It seemed that those more skeptical of the vaccines, of official government mantras and edicts, tend to be on the right side of the, not only right, but correct side of the political spectrum. But the censorship is everywhere. And I don't know if you know this, but I was at a protest on the Supreme Court steps this week on Monday. I gave a speech for an event that the Children's Health Defense put on, you know, because the Missouri Biden case appeal is being heard. And that's yes. Literally a case where we're trying to find the government liable for violating our First Amendment rights. And although I was at the protest and I gave a speech, I didn't listen to the hearing, but those who've listened to the hearing have told me that the justices seem to be siding with the government's. They're more sympathetic to the government's position.
I can't stand the Supreme Court.
To your point.
They're terrible. The Supreme Court's terrible, even though we have six conservatives. They're awful. They're pro-government, pro-deep state, pro-DC swamp Republicans. That's all they are, and which makes them, you know, just slightly better than crazy liberals.
But the part that I hate is, you know, the First Amendment should be inviolable, right? The only really right. limits to free speech should, from what I understand, should be like calls to violence, you know, that it really calls to violent or attacking language where you're literally trying to threaten someone's life. Outside right. of that, anything should go. They're trying to make what they're calling medical misinformation just as harmful. And therefore, they're trying to give the right to the government to literally censor science, scientists, researchers. I know more about COVID than most everyone in the country. And I would say most every physician in the system. They don't study COVID. They just follow orders. They follow these guidelines coming from corrupt organizations. And we live in this dystopian world where I'm literally screaming with the truth. And now we have the Supreme Court literally telling my government that they should censor me for my professional, expert, studied opinions. I mean, this is really bad.
Really bad. I don't know if you heard. It's not just that the judges seem to be siding with the government. It's that one of the judges, what is it, Ketanji Jackson, she is the African-American appointed by Biden, extremely liberal, really to the point of being a radical Marxist. And she didn't, you know, when they asked her in the hearings for her nomination, they asked her, can you define a woman? She said, no, she couldn't define a woman. That's how radical she is. Did you hear what she said, Dr. Corey?
No, I didn't. Tell me.
She made a comment that she's worried that the Constitution gets in the way of government's ability to censor what needs to be censored.
Come on, you got to be kidding me.
I swear to you. She thinks the Constitution gets in the way of government and the Constitution's too strict because government needs to do much more in the way of blocking free speech. This is the liberals are like Nazis now. They remind me, and I'm Jewish, they're like 1930s Germany. I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust. You get in trouble for that. I'm talking about the pre-Holocaust. 1930s Germany where the black shirts intimidated everybody and put you in prison and kicked you in the face on the street and threw a rock through the front of your store. That's America today. We are really close to 1930s yep. Germany, and I'm worried it's going to go much further to what came after that. If Trump loses and the Supreme Court rules against free speech, it's over for all of us, Dr. Corey, all of us.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm out here. We're doing what we can, but it seems like the... these crazy ideas that have taken hold in society that are spreading widely, amplified, repeated over and over in the media, you know, all of this like wokeism and all of these attacks on us. Like, I never thought, Wayne, I never thought me, my career, what I do for a living. I mean, I was a master educator. I taught medicine. I ran training programs. I published widely. I was well known for my expertise in a number of areas of my specialty. And now I'm out here, you know, ostracized, unemployable by the system, attacked, vilified, you know, as being a danger to society. And I'm literally trying to save lives. I'm trying to protect people from really harmful health policies and products that they're being told are safe. And I don't know what happened to the world, but it was really fast, Wayne. In the last 3 or 4 years, I've never seen such an implosion of what I thought was a sensible, ordered, somewhat structured society. We're violating our founding principles. We have a Supreme Court justice who thinks the Constitution is getting in the way of government's ability to censor us. This is insane.
Listen, I don't know if this is any consolation, but Wayne Root really likes you. So everybody else may hate you, and government may hate you, but you can put Wayne Root down in a resume. That probably means you'll be arrested by a FBI SWAT team tomorrow. But Wayne Root thinks you're great, Dr. Corey. So there's my consolation prize for you.
Thanks,
it's getting
Wayne,
really bad out there. It's getting really bad out there. But you have Wayne Root's seal of approval, all right? So we got 1 minute to go. I want to keep you for another segment because I have a lot more to talk to you about. I got a couple of COVID studies, COVID vaccine studies I want to run by you when we get back. So you can stay for a couple minutes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We're with Dr. Pierre Corey, president of Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. And by the way, anytime anyone in my life gets sick, I tell them call a telemedicine doctor, and I tell them to go to the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. I send a lot of business to you, and a lot of fans ask me where to go, and I give them your email. I've actually got your web address, so I try my best to send them your way. His book is called The War on Ivermectin, the medicine that saved millions and could have ended the pandemic. It's drpierrecorey.com. That's the website, drpierrecorey, K-O-R-Y.com. When we come back, we'll have more with Wayne Alaroot and Dr. Pierre Corey. My website, rootforamerica.com. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Root's on fire. We'll get back to Dr. Pierre Corey in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello is the founder of GotSpaceData.com. And his partner, Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors, Nick says, are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company. Billions of dollars at stake. Now they're headed to the Supreme Court. Also, Nick shares his one in a billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger last May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof that Whitey Bulger is still alive, and you can see the pictures that he calls the proof at GotTruthAmerica.com. I've looked at him. To me, it looks like Whitey. It looks like Whitey's girlfriend. I mean, how do you fake the two of them sitting poolside in Cannes, France? They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to exposed Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots in this country, including the January Sixers. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. You might ask, what does it mean to you that Whitey Bulger's alive? It means the FBI is a liar. It means our government's a liar. It means challenge everything they say. Nothing they say is even close to the truth. And it must mean that Bulger and his organized crime family has the goods on the FBI and the United States government, so they faked his death. Wow. And they brought him to the south of France. Unbelievable. All right. Dr. Pierre Corey is with us. Dr. Corey, I found the article about Justice Ketanji Jackson. She says the First Amendment is hamstringing the government's efforts to censor speech.
You can't believe it, right? That's the power of censorship, right? So it's almost like this circular vicious cycle. You have a Supreme Court justice who has no idea about the truth of COVID. She has no idea of the immense lies that have been told to prop up this global vaccination campaign to enrich the pockets of these massive pharmaceutical companies, the tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars that they have made and will make from these worthless patented pharmaceuticals. And she thinks, so she believes these lies as truths, and she's trying to preserve the lies, the ability for government to tell lies by suppressing truth tellers like yourself, like me. And it's a backwards world. It saddens me greatly, to be honest.
Right. Well, you and I both know that excess mortality has skyrocketed only since the COVID vaccine in 2021 came out, and only in the countries where they give mass vaccination of the COVID vaccine. Everywhere in the world where they're given the vaccine, people are dying in numbers no one's seen, worse than World War II. And she would say you and I are lying and spreading misinformation, right?
There's no question that she would say that. But the other important point to make about that, Wayne, is that nobody knows. We're literally in the midst of a humanitarian catastrophe. You know, the data's in the actuarial industry. I mean, the life insurance industry is getting hammered. I mean, we have unprecedented dying of young people, employed young people, the healthiest sectors of society, suddenly started dying in the third quarter of 2021, completely timed the proliferation of corporate, university, and healthcare mandates. And we've never seen deaths like that. And they're coming from the healthiest sectors of society. So white collar workers suddenly started dying at higher rates than gray collar or blue collar, inexplicably. And these are not deaths of despair. They're not suicides. They're not drug overdoses. And it's not COVID. And yet no one talks about it. And so we have to see dying all around us. Wayne, you've seen this every day. There's a newspaper article of a young person collapsing on a field, dying, found dead in their beds. Young people, I mean, EMS workers are talking about going to houses where families are calling them. There's a 16-year-old in bed dead, you know, three days after the vaccine. Vaccines are never mentioned.
Dr. Corey, you know, you're talking about young people, which is stunning because we know that 16-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds don't usually die. And tennis players, we saw a tennis player yesterday collapse in the middle of some major tournament. Yeah. No one ever heard of such a thing. No one ever heard of it. But I just want to say, I also never saw my age group die like now, 50s and 60-year-olds. Every day I open the paper and there's someone new in Hollywood who obviously took the vaccine because you can't get on a TV set or a movie set without taking the vaccine and being up to date. So they took the boosters and they're dropping dead. I'm 62. In the last week, I saw like eight people, 62 years old, who dropped dead suddenly. The exact age as me, dead. I should be living another 40 years. They're dead at my age. It's an epidemic. It's unbelievable.
But it's normalized now, Wayne. So, you know, at my former career, which ended due to my research and expertise in COVID, but I was a pulmonary and critical care physician. So I ran ICUs. I was the chief of the critical care service at one of the largest academic medical centers in the country, which is the University of Wisconsin. I was one of my career specialties was in cardiac arrest, sudden cardiac death, because I was an expert at something called therapeutic hypothermia, where
we would resuscitate
people. Yeah, we would cool them, you know, would freeze their brain. And I know sudden cardiac arrest is distinctly rare, especially among young people. And it's extremely rare. You would never see newspaper articles
now it's
every single day around.
Hey, Doc, I'm interrupting you because we're going out and it's a news break and they're yelling in my ear, 1098. Dr. Pierre Corey, I want to mention, enrollment is now open for the frontline COVID critical care cancer study. Please contact Dr. Pierre Corey. It's drpierrecorey.com. drpierrecorey.com. His book is The War on Ivermectin. We appreciate you, Doc. Be right back on the radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.